internalize your mind. You got good energy now. And then you can see that your spine is so straight. And the energy open. And the spine, the body no more, is an energetic spine open up. Extend your arms. Easily touching the universal chi life force. You got all the ingredients to support you. From the mountain, you're rising up to a star. Whether a spiritual star or a cosmic star. Cosmic star is a manifestation of something bright, isn't it? And bring it down. And now, some of you get in touch with the star. And that means some of you can bring the starlight down. You become genuine. Genuine. I mean this genuine person full of compassion and understanding. No bitterness. No doubt. Full of joy and love. A sense of freedom. In meditative state, hold the lotus bud. You sense this if you accomplish in the this meditative state. You experience that sense of freedom, safety, abiding comfort, peace. Not heard of in this world. The brightness, a sense of extreme sense of well-being. You never experienced that before. Like the light can come down on you just by your little focus. Loving in the world can intrude your dynamic peace. Yet, you're totally alive. You can direct your quiet mind into second center. The body is not so heavy, nor solid. More and more, the energy you're holding more real than your physical body. The rigidity of the mind or dualistic mind subside. A few seconds with no time, space, and thinking literally bliss you out. And your mind is still wondering, is this possible? It is possible. No more noise in this world for a while. Extend your attention to your solar plexus. You feel so peaceful. Sometimes you're wondering, are you still breathing? Is it possible? Some of you, the energy channel more open, chakra more open. And some of you can direct all this beautiful energy to stimulate your whole body, tingling all over, experience the blissful state. And your mind simply asks, is this possible? Without mental process, without thinking, with very limited self-view and world-view, suddenly the mind seemingly no more expands so much. beauties of life, the scent of flower, become apparent. Literally, you just want more, and you open your arms. A gesture, want to receive more. And rising up to your heart. So easy the heart opened up. You have so much, read so much about the heart, the love center. Everyone you bring in your mind, you notice the love to that particular soul and person. You can love all situations, circumstances. Again, is it possible? And kind of nothing is too hard. Everything seems easy. And even a sense of accomplishment. Without hard work, struggling, achieve, effortless accomplishment. Is it possible? Seemingly, whatever the mind wants to achieve, it's already have achieved it on your behalf. And thus, nothing want to achieve anymore. This state, because you are accomplished. In a mind state, we all believe you accomplish something, we then have to go through time and space, accomplish it. And then, a sense of accomplishment. But here, completely different. The sense of accomplishment here and now do not involve time, space, struggle, hard work. Thus left nothing left for you to try to accomplish. What that really means is done. Effortless accomplishment. Again, the mind do not understand the process. It simply asks, is it possible? The mind just cannot find the answer. Your heart intelligence knows it's done. Amazing. To your throat. If your throat center open, alive with your heart center open, you try to find condemnation, argument. You can't find any. A sense of softness. Sense of total trust. Amazing. Rising up to your third eye. Whatever you focus on, it turns into gold. Is it possible? Reaching upon, there's no thought anymore, but knowing. Again, the mind do not know this state. And suddenly, you know, there's a natural state of wholesome being dawning into your awareness, in degrees, of course. And that is a personality self, become quite obvious. One is called authentic self, one is called the personality self. One is everything is possible, accomplished. One is never can. For doubt and fear, resentment, grievances. And then another self have an eternal features in it. Amazing. Rising up to the crown. If you are crown center open, you know what? It's just miraculous. You and the universe cannot be separated. In a personality self, very limited mindset. That mindset believing that person is alone. Miraculous, open up the crown center. You connect with the cosmos. The sun, the moon, and you cannot be separated, at least energetically. And also, for some of you, notice you can communicate with all things. What an amazing discovery. The whole universe is alive. Planet Earth is alive at one moment. We talk about the light bridge quite a lot, from the crown to the star. Some of you starting to establish this. Some of you starting to experience it or experiment it. The mind do not know what's going on. You learn how to tune in. As you bring this energy down, the crown center with your brain cells, stimulated, you can feel it. Very much they are dancing with joy. Again, it's self-evidence. The mind still do not know what's going on. As you go through your third eye, and they have different sensations, but all these sensations represent aliveness, and the mind do not know about aliveness. You know the thinking, you do not know aliveness. As you're coming back down to your heart, stay there. Some of you know of devotion, dedication. The mind knows the bargaining. What can I get out of it? The mind trying to form certain behavior is devotional act. The heart knows what is. Devotion for the heart is love. It's love. The mind devotion is changing behavior and trying to achieve certain state or get something. The heart intelligence quite completely different than the mind intelligence. As you come down to lower centers, solar plexus first, you start to notice the grossness of the human existence, the heaviness, the energy become heavy. Most people trapped in their intellectual state and also imprisoned by the emotional state. As you continue to descend to the lower abdomen, and your base center. To begin with, you notice the heaviness, but some of you sound unable to bring the lightness, purity into your lower center. Thus, transform, purify your lower centers, and sit in the pyramids of light. Open up to receive the wisdom and the transformation. In our human existence, we frantically seeking for love from outside. In here, some of you experience you are already. No need to seek from outside. What is spiritual, what is not spiritual? The mind does not know anything. However, if you only got the mind to function on, that's what you use to live your life until you're awake. The possibility, potential, literally staggering. In this state of being, you see beauty in everything. When you got it, learn the art. Consistently stay there, connect with it. You are living your life miraculously. The secret of silence is speaks not to your mind. They said to your heart, that means to your being. And it is the faculty you need to develop. Very subtle. There's a knowing aspect. But the mind, if you use your mind again, there's the mind always have doubt. Always. The silence speak to you directly without language. Pose any question to the silence, it gives you all the answers. But then, because it's so subtle, most human beings haven't developed that yet. They don't know how to develop to communicate without the activation of the thinking, without words, without sentences, without symbols or words. And this, again, is a human potential. To begin with, we talk about heart intelligence. You cannot learn it from the college. You can only develop it by yourself. This silence, innate intelligence in life, know your heart. And this can be established, just give you some tips before we come back. Some do experience very certain communication, maybe through voices, but not really. The difficulty is distinguish between the mind and the no mind. So thus, you develop the heart intuition and somebody experiences energetic. Their communication through energetic. They feel energetically. Some through the feelings of the heart, feel right. Some through direct knowing on the third eye. Some through communication through the throat center. It never fails you. And raise your palm. Appreciation is in the heart. Gratitude, the natural goodness, all from your heart, your authentic self. Not a total self-realized self, but it's a good start. You find your soul. You are forever good, kind, beautiful, original. No labeling, no program. Pure, innocent, graceful. The soul then love each other on the soul level. Personality become the obstacles and hold the universal wisdom, peace. Turn your palm to bless your personal little world. You still have to accomplish your purpose. Fulfillment through your personal world. Whatever purpose you're facing, if you are sick, as I said, your purpose to heal yourself. Engaging some activities, the purpose, do it well, the best you can. So bless your world. Some people insist, I don't like my body. I don't like my relationship. I don't like my work. I don't like my parents. Now this is now your blessing. You experience peace, love, brightness. That's how you transform your personal world and beyond. So bless your life often, daily, moment to moment. And give thanks for it. Are you ready? Come back. In a sense, give your life a chance. And come back.